You heard the story of Clun about the estate having been in a spot of trouble in the mid-30s. Bessie's father
Duncan
was underkeeper
at that time
in Clun. Yes, Duncan. Oh, yes, John. And there was a chap, Armstrong, who was the head keeper. I think his name was Frank, it doesn't matter. About 1933, Clun was owned by Group Captain Walker, and the shooting was let to Lord Fletcher of Salton. And apparently there was some agreement that there would be a bag of 1,200 brace, or whatever.
Gross.
And in the event it was a bad season, these things happened, and he didn't get his brace, didn't get his bag. So he sued Captain Breed Walker in court, and I think he got damages as a result. And about 2 years afterwards, or maybe 3 years afterwards, it was certainly about 1937-38, Clun was in great form as a shooting. They brought up the English press, all the cameras from London Illustrated News and so on, came on the overnight train up from London, Euston. They were taken out on the shoot and of course saw the action, and I happened to be involved in the shooting. And in those days there were three beats on Clun Estate, 3 days of driving, and on each of the days we shot 500 brace or more. For the 3 days there were over 1,500 brace, and of course this got publicity in the London and all the big shooting papers, and restored the reputation of the moor, which had been damaged by the legal proceedings that went on. So I've never seen shooting like it. They brought up the crack team of guns. Captain Reed Walker was no mean shot himself, but they brought up crack shot. A lot of it, but
they had been in big bags just before the war.
Yeah. I was privileged to go out with the keepers a lot shooting. They came with their skill in the morning, but as they had a little nourishment during the day, I found that my shooting improved by comparison with them. I mentioned Frisch, who was the keeper,
yes,
retired. He was in a very fiery temper. And of course the boys, his fellow keepers, they used to pull his leg. They got a cartridge and took out the lead shot and loaded it with rice. And they said to Frisch, "We've got some wonderful new cartridges. They'll kill a hare at 50 yards, no problem." So they had filled 5 of these cartridges or something like that, gave them to Frisch, and the first hare coming in, bang. Of course, Frisch couldn't understand. And needless to say, he got ribbed about his quality of his shooting.
Do you remember anything about the Home Guard?
Yes, I was in the local defence volunteer, as it was called, before it became the Home Guard, and I remember all the keepers were involved in that. And of course, at that stage, they had no rifles, no army rifles. But I remember the first parade. I was home from university, and I went along, and Tom Jack had obviously sent the word round, and the keepers turned up with their own rifles, and they were the best armed platoon in anywhere, I reckon. But the day came when they got rifles, and a sergeant from the Oxenbucks Light Infantry came up from the Cameron Barracks to teach these crude rustics how to shoot. And of course he went through his business of the proper way to lie and your elbows in this position and so on. And he picked Donald Lowe. It's a gainly character on his feet, but an excellent fellow nonetheless. So he picked Donald and he laid him down on the ground, twisted him round this way and that way, and He said to Donald, "I want you to fire one shot and we'll see what happens." And Donald had five in the magazine. So when the sergeant had finished with him, he gave himself a shake and went into the normal, lying, comfortable gamekeeper position. Bang, 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 fired five shots, five bulls. And of course the sergeant realised he'd hit a rock. So,
you know, do you try and teach them any shooting at?
They probably all packed off to the local inn and celebrated.
Oh, I have no doubt.
It would have been the Freeburn Inn that you would remember.
It would have been the Freeburn, yeah. Mm. Remember it being there, but...
You didn't go?
No, I wasn't old enough. I was eventually, but I didn't.
Yes.